Stop procrastination easily.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle, flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. You know, we all have goals. We all have, well, hopefully we all have goals. And most of us who listen to this channel are beginning to understand how the law of attraction really works. But there's a saying that we coined a while back ago. There is no attraction without action. If everything were to stop instantly, the earth would stop rotating, you know, trees would stop growing, people would stop breathing and moving, and everything just froze, it would be impossible for attraction to take place. Attraction requires action, movement, energy, flow. And that's why it's so important to be filled with inspired action. Inspired action takes you to a whole new level. It's not just going through a routine day by day. It's being inspired with your life and the actions that you take. But you know, when procrastination gets into the game, that ugly monster slows everything down because things that needed to get done didn't get done. Things that needed to happen didn't happen. And so it just stops us from manifesting. Procrastination is like a glue that stops the gears from turning in the process of the law of attraction and manifesting what you truly desire. So if you have procrastinating habits, we're going to help you in this podcast, learn how to overcome them, learn how to defeat them easily, and move on. And you will be an action person rather than a procrastinator. Want to remind you that if you're listening to us on YouTube, to be sure and subscribe. We have 3 manifesting accelerators that we give away every single month. Now, if you want to know about the manifesting accelerator, what it is, simply go to our website, lawofattractionsolutions.com, go to the empowerment store, and you'll see what you're going to win by simply being a subscriber if your name is chosen. That simple. Okay, and thank you to all of our friends on Stitcher and YouTube and all around the internet.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Sink.
Okay, stopping procrastination. I don't want to procrastinate any further. Let's get on with this. Number one, remind yourself of the pain of not taking action. What kind of pain am I going to go through if I don't pay this parking ticket on time? What's it going to cost me? What am I going to have to give up? See it in your mind. I mean, make it clear, make it a vivid picture so that you can see the pain, the frustration that it's going to cost you and cause you down the road by procrastinating. Ask yourself, what is worse, the pain of doing it now or the pain of putting it off and letting the problem fester and get bigger and bigger and bigger? Of course, the answer is doing it now. So I think it's important to let it play out in your mind exactly what's going to happen if you don't take action right now. If you put this off for another half hour, if you put this off for another day, if you put this off indefinitely, what are the ramifications? What kind of pain is it going to cost you? Now, there are certain areas in life where that pain can be huge. If you're a cigarette smoker and you're talking about quitting cigarettes, but you keep putting it off. You keep putting it off. That can be very, very painful at the tail end. That's just one example, but there are numerous examples. Successful business people do not procrastinate. It's not part of the game. It's just not how they operate. Successful manifestors do not procrastinate. They prioritize. In other words, they focus on what's important first before they get to the other things on their list, the other little check marks, but they don't procrastinate. I know you're a successful manifestor. Therefore, if you have the habit of procrastination, remind yourself of the pain it will cost you by putting it off. Number two, use this affirmation every day, an affirmation coined by the late W. Clement Stone. Now, W. Clement Stone built one of the largest insurance empires, went from being a regular guy to a multi-billionaire. You probably are getting mail. I know I get junk mail from one of his companies that he started many, 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 many years ago. Of course, he's been dead for a long time now. I think this was back in the 30s that he started Combined Insurance Company, which also includes Globe Life. So you may have been getting mail from them. I know I do. Okay. He believed that these three words changed his life. He believed that these three words literally gave him leverage in his business. Here they are. Do it now. Do it now. Take action now. You know, don't put it off. Don't wait for a half hour. Don't wait for an hour. Don't say, I'll do it after lunch. Do it right now. Get it done. Get it out of the way. Do it now. Write that affirmation down. Carry it with you. Put it in three or four spots if you're a procrastinator. And every time you think of putting something off, you'll see your little placard or your little sign, do it now. Oh, it's so important. Wonderful, powerful affirmation. Set a to-do list. And I know you can make a to-do list of 20, 30, 40 different things, but just focus on three important things. Getting three things done each and every day. And have them prioritized. Next, number four, start with the hard stuff. I was just reading an article and they said, well, start with easy stuff and work your way up. But look at, if you got that hard stuff knocked out of the box, if you've got it taken care of, if you've taken the biggest challenge of the day head on, if you've done that, then the rest of the day is smooth sailing. So go right to the challenge, take it on, and there you go. Okay? We always schedule our podcast, our recording of our podcast, or our videos, usually in the morning. I mean, there are exceptions, but usually in the morning, because it's a huge challenge to put together a podcast, to write it out, to edit it, to clean it up, to have it ready. And usually the podcast that is recorded in the morning will finally hit YouTube, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher about 10 o'clock at night. So it's important to take that on first. That huge challenge, that tough one. Get the tough one out of the way. Have someone in your life that you trust hold you accountable. It can be a partner. It can be your wife or your husband. It can be a roommate. It could be a number of different people. But find somebody you trust that will sit down with you and will, either on a daily basis or a weekly basis, go through your goals and what you accomplished and where you're at and where you're going. In other words, somebody you trust that will hold you accountable. When we perform miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching, especially for business clients, and we have business clients all over the world, we get into accountability on a very deep level. And I won't go through it right now, but accountability is very, very important. Remove distractions. Number six, remove distractions. If you have distractions like Facebook, Instagram, your iPhone, remove them. Get them out of the way. I think an office should be empowering. I'm sitting here right now and I'm looking at a big, beautiful eagle statue that I purchased many years ago. It inspires me. I'm looking at a beautiful picture that my daughter drew of my youngest son and me. So I have inspirational pictures. I have amethyst in my room and citrine. But I don't have it cluttered. I don't believe your office or workspace should be cluttered. Everything there should awaken within you your inner greatness. Number seven, reward yourself. You had a great week. Give yourself a reward. You know, get out there and play those 18 holes of golf, or go sailing, or go hiking, or, you know, do something you've wanted to do for a long time, and get in the habit of rewarding yourself every week with something. It didn't have to be big. It can be small. And then maybe once a month or once a quarter, something bigger. Get into the habit of giving yourself a regular reward, because that's what empowers you. That keeps you going. That keeps you amped up. You're not working for the reward, but it sure feels good when you receive it. You're working because you're inspired. You're working because you're in love with what you do. But it sure feels good to receive that reward. Okay? Hey, we are out of time. Thank you so much. Be sure and visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. And you have a wonderful day now, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.